Okay, this is Parakeet Aleph and Hilchot Shvita v'Yovel. And here we're up to the specific halachas of Yovel, insofar as the selling and returning back of one's ancestral land. Okay, so that's all the halachas we spelled out here. So the Rambam says in halacha Aleph, Eretz Yisrael mischalekes l'shvatim. So as you know, Eretz Yisrael, which was divided up among the various tribes, in an imkaras l'tzvisus. So you cannot sell, you can never have a permanent sale of your land. So if, let's say, Shevet Ephraim, let's say you're allotted a specific piece of land, that's yours forever, and you can never sell it forever. If you went ahead and did sell it or attempted to sell it as a permanent sale, both the purchaser and the seller violate a prohibition. And even though they did this, right, it's irrelevant, meaning that at Yovel time, no matter what, the land will return back to its original owners. Let's say someone sold his field for 60 years, which remember, Yovel is every 50, so let's say he sold it for 60 years, and a Yosef Yovel, right? So there's one way around it. If you sold it for 60 years, then Yovel would not make the land go back to the original owner because it will go back to the original owner after 60 years. Rather, the only place times that Yovel applies, meaning when the land returns back to its original owner, is either a regular sale or a permanent sale. In both those cases, it is reversed and returns back to the original owner at the time of Yovel. Halacha Gimel. Lo yumkor adam beiso ustei achuzaso af al pi shem chozrin achar zman. Okay, so a person is not allowed to sell his home, okay, and it's going to be important later, or his ancestral land, even if it's going to be returned to him after a certain period of time, unless he becomes very poor and needs the money. But to sell it, and let's say to keep the money in your pocket, or to commoditize it, or to use the proceeds to go ahead and purchase, let's say, servants or animals, is that allowed to? You can only sell it for sustenance. But if you went ahead and violated this and did sell it, okay, and then use it for these inappropriate purposes, it's still considered a valid sale. Right? And in Beis Din, they adjudicate cases regarding both people who live in walled cities as well as the ancestral field cases. So when it comes to the halachas applying to the person who sold their field, again, sold their ancestral heritage, ancestral lands, okay? There's a calculation to determine the value as you get for the remaining years getting to Yovel. You'll see what that means soon. And anytime the original owner wants to lift those, if he wants to redeem his land, then you have to go ahead and work out with the purchaser how exactly to pay him back for the land. The Gorea midmeya mocher umachsa loashar. And basically, it's reduced from the purchase price and it returns back the remaining amount. So what does that mean? Halacha ketzah. Hare nisha li yovel eser shanim. Let's say there are 10 years left in the yovel. Umachal lo sadeh b'meah dinar. And when he sold the field, he sold it for 100 dinar. Achla lokeach shalosh shanim. Now the purchaser used it for 3 years. V'ratzah mocher ligol. And now the seller wants to redeem it. Nosin lo shivim dinar. He gives him 70 dinar, meaning 10 dinar per year, so now 70, umachshu sadeo, and then returns the field. If let's say he used it for 6 years, nosin lo marban dinar, you have to give him 40 dinar, umachshu lo sadeo. Lo gola, let's say he didn't redeem it at all, ela hanicha biyad lokeach ashnas yovel, let's say the purchaser held on to it until the 50th year, tachshu lo bailin below damin. It goes back to the original owners without any compensation, shenemar misvar shnei tzvos yimachar lo, yumkar lo. So that's how that works. Halach above. Machar lo, let's say he sold it to him, and let's say the land was filled with produce, and he redeemed it after 2 years. He can't tell him, he can't tell him, return me back the field as it was, which means including all the produce. Therefore, let's say he sold to him the field that was filled with produce before Rosh Hashanah, and then he redeems it after 2 years. So the purchaser will have basically benefited from 3 separate harvests over that 2 year period of time. But it's only calculated based on 2 years. It's only calculated based on years, not on 2 years. So the purchaser is making out because he got three He was making out better because he got three harvests, even though over a 2-year period of time. So the branches and the twigs and all the fruits that, what it called, and the wild figs that are all found that grow in the field, they always belong to the purchaser, like all the other produce. But let's say, what it called, the branches of the tree are cut off or it dries, then they're usher to both. So Ketzah, so what does he do? Yase yimachar v'yilokach v'yilokach b'dam of karka. So the it should that should be sold, and the land purchased with the proceeds. V'alokeach olchopi rosea, and the purchaser can benefit from the land. Achitigal sadam yadon, until the land is redeemed back to its original owner. Alachachas alokeach steachuza. If someone purchases an ancestral field, v'nata ilanos, and he plants trees, v'shbicha, and now by planting the trees, the value of the field goes up. Kishicho zeres v'yovel. When it goes back to the original owner in Yovel, Shaman Shevach Ilano Shevasocha, we evaluate the increase based on the value because of the plants that were there, the trees. The Nosan Baal Sada, Demeh Shevach Lokeach, and the owner must give that difference in profit or increase to the original to the purchaser. Shneim Rav Yatzar Min Karbayis, Mimkar Chozer Below Hasheva, meaning the value is returned, not the increase. Halacha Tes, Hamokar Sadeo Bizman She Yovel Noeg, if someone sells his field during the time that Yovel does apply, Kamosh Yanu. He's not permitted to redeem it in less than 2 years. 2 harvests. Even if the purchaser wants to, usher, he's not allowed to. So the purchaser must hold on to that land for 2 years total from the date of the actual sale. And the purchaser must benefit 2 harvests over 2 years. Then after that, it can be redeemed. That's why if one of the 2 years that he purchased it for is a Shemitah year, or let's say it's a year of blight and famine, that wouldn't count because, again, in the Shemitah year, he can't benefit from the tua, and during a blight or famine, there's no tua to speak of. Let's say the person purchased it, left the field unplanted for 1 year, and then planted or benefited the second year. Or achla shana, or let's say he benefited from 1 year, v'nara shana, and then he kind of like dug it up a little bit, v'lo zara, but didn't plant. Hariya olaminyan, it doesn't matter, it counts towards the two. Macho b'shnas yovel atzma, let's say he sold it in the actual yovel year, in an imkaris, the sale doesn't work, the damo chorz on the bottom, and the money goes back to the original owners. Lach yibayis, macho shana achas lifnei yovel. Let's say I sold the land 1 year prior to Yovel. Harei lokeach, the purchaser, okol so shana shniya achar Yovel. He can benefit from it for the second year after Yovel. Shemar shnei tibos. Alach yigimel, machar nikalim leimayim, o salam sheinam ruin lozira. Let's say I sold like little pits that were filled with water in the field. Or let's say I sold rocks that, land that's very rocky that you can't plant in. Harei zepodev apachos b'shtei shanim. Because there won't be any harvest with this. You can redeem it less than 2 years. Shenamar b'mispar shnei tvulos, sada haroy l'svua hu she'enu nigelas, el achash tar shtei shana. Right? So it has to be something that can have harvest that's not subject to redemption for 2 years. Vimlo galah, if you didn't redeem it, afi she'enu roy l'zriya, even if it's not roy for zriya, for planting, chozeres l'bayim l'yovel, it goes back to the owners during the yovel year. 1 second. Okay, alacha yudalad. Machar ilanos, right? So let's say the person sold trees. So those are not redeemed in less than 2 years, because that there's harvest, so to speak, that come from the trees. If you didn't redeem them, they don't actually return to the owner during the Yovel Yoshinab, the land goes back to him, so to speak, not the trees. Velo ilanos. Machar sadeo l'rishon. Okay. Let's say I sold the field to a Reuven. Verisha Marcha L'Sheni. Reuven sold to Shimon. V'Sheni Yishlishi and Shimon to Levi. Afilu Mea Zeachazeh. Even if it's 100 purchasers and sellers, a Bishnasa Yovel talks to Odom Rishon. No matter what, during Yovel, it goes all the way back to the original owner. Shneimar Bishnasa Yovel Yashuv Asadeh L'Sher Kanom. Ito L'Asher L'Achaz Asaretz. The Torah openly says it goes back to the original owner of that land or the person who received the land and the Gora. L'Achat Hazayin. Marcha L'Rishon B'Mea Dinar. Let's say the owner of the field sold it to a guy for 100, Rishon L'Sheni Masayim, and then Reuven sold to Shimon for 200, Ratza Adon Ligol, and the original owner wants to redeem it, Inim Achashev Elim Rishon. He only deals with the first dude. But let's say I sold to Reuben for 200 and Reuben to Shimon for 100. Then I have to deal with the last guy. Let's say I sold it for 100, and it increases in value while the person who purchased it had in his possession. And now it can be sold for 200. It's calculated based on how it was sold. Let's say it was sold for 200, and it goes down in value. Now it's only being sold for 100. We go based on what it called present value is. In general, what's the principle? We always strengthen the power of the seller of stechuza and weaken the power of the purchaser. So basically, the advantage is always to the seller, the original owner. Let's say someone sells his ancestral field, but he also has other fields. And he sells some of those other fields, can he legal sade shemachar, to redeem the field, the steachuza that he sold, ain't shamula. We don't pay attention to him. Shemar matza kedei gulaso, right? Ach gimsa davar shena matza lewe shah shemachar. That's be something that's not available to him at the time that he sold. Vechenim lava legal. So too, let's say he borrowed money to redeem his field. Ain't shamula. It doesn't work. Shemar visiga yado lo sheyove. He has to do it based on ownership, not through a loan. Lach yud ches. Matza ma'at ratza legal chatzisa. Let's say he has a small amount of money or resources. He wants to redeem half the field, Shemachar, that he sold. In Shemala, we don't pay attention to him. Shemar Kadei Gu'ulaso. That's enough to redeem the whole thing. O goal is Kulo and an Igol. Either redeem the whole field or none of it. Then Ratsu Krova of Ligol. Let's say his relatives want to go ahead and redeem it. Go'alam, they can. Shemar Ubagolo Karabila. They're allowed to do that. Lachyutas. And no sin Sadeu Matana. Let's say I gave someone else my field as a present. Hariza Choseres Lov Yovel goes back in during Yovel. Shemar. Tashuvu isha chuzasol the rabbis of matana would include even a present. Alachachaf ha'achin shechalku kilakuchosein. Let's say brothers who divide their inheritance, they're like purchasers who machzirin zelzeh chalku biyobo. And if they divide it up, it goes back to each one at yobo. Lo sivata chalukasa mikamo shahisa. What do you call it? But their original division, the original chalukah they made, is never actually nullified. Zachena b'chor. So too the firstborn, v'amiyavim eishasachiv, and someone who performs yibum with his. It performs Yibum, Machzer b'Yovel Chelak Shenatal, the portion that they receive goes back in Yovel, v'notal Chelak Shenegdo. And they take a different portion later instead of it. Finally, Lach Chavalef, Aval Yorosh is Ishto. Let's say a husband inherits his wife's property, Afi Shrush is the Baal Medivraim, even though the husband's inheritance of that property is the Rabbanon, Asu Chizot Medivraim, the Chachamim strengthened their decree, Kishal Torah like a Deraisa, Veno Machzer b'Yovel, and therefore it doesn't go back to Yovel. The Yom Rosh Yimena basic Ruros. Let's say he inherited a cemetery from her, the family plots. Yachzov de mishpacha, it goes back to the people from the family, mishum pagam mishpacha, because of a possible detriment to the reputation of the family. V'yutnu lo damea, and you give the value in return. Munachalo de mekever ishto, after obviously subtracting the value of the wife's plot, treichai begurasa, because he's obligated to bury her. So that ends Perek Yud Aleph. We'll pick up Perek Yud Beis. After Yom Kippur, Gemara Chasimato.